Well, a lot of things are happening around Independence County this week and the next couple weeks as we head into the school year. One of which making its return is the Independence County Area Sports Hall of Fame. They have their big Hall of Fame induction ceremony going on this Saturday. I'm being joined by the President and Vice President, Mr. Stu Smith and Gary Anderson. How are y'all doing today?
Doing very well.
As this big event this Saturday, the return of the Independence County Area Sports Hall of Fame, you're inducting quite a few people.
Well, I'll start off and just say it was started in 1988. Ran consecutively every year through 2005, and then it took a hiatus after that, and we tried to bring it back. A second generation, as Gary says, tried to bring it back in 2010. Actually, since 2005, though, for various reasons, this will only be our fourth induction ceremony since then.
And now we're transforming into the digital age. We have a website that's going to be online pretty soon, Facebook page, and so everything will live on that from now on.
I'd like to add, too, as Gary said earlier, this started out being housed at Kelly White's restaurant, which was where the American Motor Inn used to be, and then we moved it later to Western Sizzlin'. Since we're going digital, we're going to be able to house this at the Independence County Library on the second floor, and we'll also try to put up a few video screens at both the community center and then also at the old Independence County Museum.
So let's talk about some of the inductees and a very special one in Kane and Sandy.
Kane and Sandy is the ESPN fan of the year. Most people know what he's famous for. He's a rabid Razorback fan. He has numerous national awards. And
Kane will be inducted in by our Attorney General, Leslie Rutledge.
Let's talk about some of the other inductees and different sports that they're playing. Donnie Branscombe, or Alonzo Childress, Bill Luster, Chris Westerholt, and Nicole Wilkett.
Donnie, as a high school player at Oil Trough, was a very, very good basketball player. Actually helped lead his team to the state finals his senior year in Barton Coliseum, where they lost to Greenbrier, were state runner-up. And later he had an outstanding career as a player at Little Rock University, which later became UALR. Averaged almost 20 points a game his last 2 years there and was widely regarded as one of the best college basketball players of the state during his era then. He later became a coach. 16 years he coached basketball and then won two state championships as a baseball coach at Midland at Pleasant Plains and a runners-up and also won several tournaments and had a great career also as a slow-pitch softball legend in this area.
And then Alonzo Childress, he's done a lot as well.
He did play at baseball, high school, football, and track. He was a good high school player. The reason he's in the Hall of Fame is that he had such a good work ethic, and he walked on at UCA and became an excellent all-Gulf South player.
Actually, his team, the UCA team that won the national championship in 1991, they were all inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. So Alonzo had a great career there, was up at the top most years as one of their leading tacklers, and I was always a leader on that team, on the special teams as well, and has offered an opportunity to try out and come to camp both at the Carolina Panthers and the Dallas Cowboys, where he got injured with the Cowboys in his career, but then went on and still became very, very successful with his career.
Bill Luster is a nationally known and ranked archer, and he won the Arkansas archery tournament 5 years in a row. But more recently, schools here in Baysville have an excellent reputation with youth archery.
Right.
And they won several national awards. Mm-hmm. Well, Bill Luster volunteered to mentor the program.
Well, Chris Westervelt was a player at Batesville High School who played baseball. Had an outstanding career there as a sophomore, led the Pioneers to the state championship, the number one overall ranking by the Democrat Gazette that year. And he was named Mr. Baseball to this date, the only sophomore to Democrat Gazette have ever named Mr. Baseball. Later on, as a senior, was named the Arkansas Gatorade Player of the Year. And he went to Stetson University, and Stetson was deep-rooted in his family. And he went there, and that's a D1 school, and he had an outstanding career there. His numbers retired at Stetson. He had All-American honors there. He was inducted into the A-Sun Conference. He's in their Hall of Fame. Was later drafted in the 11th round by the Los Angeles Dodgers, and then had three very, very good years in the minor leagues before a thumb injury derailed him. We're honored to have him come back. And then, by the way, another thing I think is very important to say is all these inductees will be there.
Nicole Wilkett was a two-time All-State at Sulphur Rock and in an era where it was very highly competitive around here. Then she went to North Ark College, became an All-American both years, first-team All-American her sophomore year, and then she went to Arkansas State for her final 2 years and excelled.
And this sounds like a fantastic event. That's Saturday at 6 p.m., the loft above Independence County Library, the Independence County Area Sports Hall of Fame. Now, there will be dinner served, is that right? And tickets are still available, but you got to get them at the door.
$25, and we will be catered by Fred's Fish.
And y'all have some sponsors on board as well. Let's talk a bit about the sponsors of the Hall of Fame.
They are very valuable because without them, we would not be there on Saturday night. Atlas Asphalt, Ameriprise Financial Services, Andy Wamsley, Bank of Cave City, Centennial Bank, Citizens Bank, First Community Bank, James Sturch, Arkansas State Senator, Kosnick Incorporated, Mark Martin Automotive, Ford Kia, Rocking D Farm and Hardware at Pleasant Plains, Stu Smith, Arkansas State Representative, White River Area Agency on Aging, Wilf Realty and Associates, Pleasant Plains, and Wood Family Dealerships, and they are our MVPs.
Well, we appreciate all those sponsors, and we can't wait to see everybody else Saturday night at the Loft above Independence County Library for the induction of the next class of the Independence County Area Sports Hall of Fame.